Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Check the Pulse Fresca Nation. Brought to you, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I am joined by Joshua Kaluna. He's a former Husker defensive back from 2014 to 2017. During his time with Nebraska, he had 7 career interceptions and 215 total tackles. He's in his second year with the league. He's with the Tennessee Titans right now. And he just happens to be the lone former Husker left in the NFL playoffs. We'll see if he can or cannot keep the Huskers in the Super Bowl streak alive. How are you doing today, Josh?
I'm doing extremely well today.
I'm glad to hear that, man. How's this? I want to go backwards before we go forwards. Okay, so earlier this year, I don't know if people know that it's been an interesting year for you, because on September 2nd, you actually got placed on IR in 2019, and you got brought back October 30th, a little under 2 months later, and you started practicing a couple days later on November 2nd. Now, keep in mind, you'd been out a couple months, and then on November 10th, you blocked a game-tying field goal as time expired to help preserve the upset versus the Kansas City Chiefs, 35-32. So what was that feeling like, man? Because it's tough to be put on IR, then you're brought back, then you practice a little bit, then the game's on the line, you make the play that helps seal the victory. What was that moment like for you?
I mean, it was tough. It was definitely challenging as far as, like, my mental, just being placed on IR. I had real high hopes for the season, like, going in, which can do so many big things. I mean, even if it was special teams, go to Pro Bowl for special teams and all these things, and I got placed on IR, and I'm thinking, hey, this is the end of the world. But even though the coaches said, I mean, after a couple of weeks, after a certain amount of weeks, they're going to reevaluate things, see if they want to bring me back, all the stuff. So I just put my head down. I started working, worked out every day, did all the things I needed to do, treatment, these things. And but 8 weeks later, 10 weeks later, they moved me up, started practicing again, and I'm out there. Things are moving fast for me. I'm out there, ankle is feeling good though, and I'm out there having fun with my guys and just happy to be back on the field and playing. That same week I'm practicing, I'm not expecting to get moved up until probably another week or two, but that same week they told me, come on, we're ready for you, and they like what you're doing, I guess, and you know how you travel this week. So went to the Panthers, unfortunately didn't get a win, but got my feet wet, I guess. And the next following week, played Kansas City Chiefs, and I mean, everybody's making plays, trying to do their part, and I ended up making probably one of the biggest plays of the game and blocked the field goal to win the game, you know. But it was crazy because before that play, I gave up a long catch in our end-of-the-game situation. So in my head, I was like, man, if I get an opportunity to make a play, I'm going to go make it. I'm going to go shoot my shot. And the play and the opportunity arose, and I took advantage of it.
Yeah, it's funny because you'll hear coaches talk about the two positions that have to have the shortest memory on the entire team are quarterback on offense and cornerback or safety, secondary, on defense. So that worked out well for you. So I want to go a little bit farther back because I'm going to talk about the Titans as a whole real quickly because it will tie into Nebraska as well because we got a quarterback battle this offseason. I hope it's a legit one anyways. Week 7, you guys bench your franchise quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner, your number one overall draft pick, the face of the franchise, Marcus Mariota, and you bring in Ryan Tannehill. And you guys have played much better ever since. Now, Nebraska is going to have a quarterback battle this offseason. So talk to us about what that moment was like for the team and how you think Husker fans could relate to that a little bit as we try to find our starting quarterback going forward.
I mean, first of all, Nebraska is a different animal, you know. I've been there, I experienced it. You've been there, your experience, you're still there. You know how it is, you know. And being a younger guy, there's a lot of pressure on you, and there's a lot of pressure on the coaches and everything to get things figured out, and you want the best right now, the right way. And sometimes there'll be delayed results, and hopefully it's not. When it came to this situation, as far as like Marcus and Ryan, I feel like, you know, the GM and the coach made a decision, and whether we know if it's right or not, we just go out there and do our jobs. You know, we're all professionals, and we're not paid, or we're not here to make decisions. We're here to go perform, you know. And when you're in college, you see it from a different perspective because you're younger, you don't have that same mindset, and there's so many more emotions tied to it. Whether in the NFL, it's just do your job, and the coach is making a decision, and the coach is for a reason, and they'll get the job done themselves, holding everybody accountable.
Yeah, the NFL is definitely much more business-like. It'll be interesting to see how this turns out. And it'll be interesting to see what happens whoever doesn't win that QB job. But anyways, let's fast forward to
you're the... You're right. I mean, go ahead. I'm planning to come to the spring game this year too again, so it should be fun. A few minutes are going on, and talk to the coaches and strength coaches and see how those battles shape up.
Yeah, I'll be there too. Hopefully I'll see you there. Now, let's fast forward to the end of the regular season. You guys are in the playoff hunt. All right, so the Patriots, yep, who you played, they know they're in. They're just battling for seeding. The Ravens have the number one seed. In fact, they rested half their starters in week 17, which, yep, maybe was good, wasn't good. You guys are battling each and every week. What was that like just to try to battle to get into the playoffs to get that number six seed?
Man, it was a fight, you know, and we took it one game at a time. You know, we have a game plan, we have keys to the game plan, and it's our job to go execute it. And we didn't think about the end. I mean, we knew we wanted to get to, but we took it exactly one game at a time. You know, at the time, we were 2-4. You know, we just put our head down, and the sky wasn't falling, and we just said, you know what, we're going to win the next one. Okay, we won that one. Okay, we're going to win the next one. And whether we lost or not, our goal was to win the next one, and all of a sudden, we're in the playoffs. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, matter of fact, we're in the playoffs, and we're not in the playoffs, because every game is do or die, and we got to win them, you know? So we go to Texas, and that's a playoff game to us. We treat it like a playoff game, because if we don't win, we're done. So we go there, we win that one, and, I mean, then we go to the Patriots, people count us out, we go there, we have a game plan, we have the keys, we execute it, we get a win. Go to the Ravens, we do the same thing. Now, AFC Division Championship, AFC Conference Championship, now, yep, I'm one more win away, you know?
Now, talk to me, because you go on the road. You beat the defending Super Bowl, yeah, champions. You beat Tom Brady. Yeah. Then the very next week, yeah, you beat the league MVP and Lamar Jackson on the road, the number one seeded, yep, Ravens, who had the best record in the entire NFL, by the way. What have those past, yeah, two games, those past couple of weeks, been like for the entire team and yourself individually as well?
The atmospheres have been more than crazy. I mean, when they talk about playoffs and the atmosphere of the playoffs, it's unmatchable. I'll tell you that. But, going in there, there is no being starstruck. There is no doing this. You just got to go out there and not see the finish traps. You have defending champions in the Patriots, and we know what they have to offer, but they also know what we have to offer too as a team. And we go out there and we get the job done. And then we go to the Ravens. You have the MVP with Lamar Jackson, and you have a great cast of players around him, and defense is good too. When you go out there and you don't worry about all those numbers. You don't worry about what happened in the regular season. You got to play us now. And I feel like with this group of guys here, we have with the Tennessee Titans, man, like hyenas. Like, you know, we're always on the prowl. You're not worried about the big fish or the big names. We're just going out there and working with the team. We ride in pack and we're going out there trying to get a win. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, we go with the Patriots, the Ravens, the Chiefs. I mean, we knew in order to get to where we need to be in the road, you have to knock off the best teams. And it might be cold this whole ride, but there's sunshine in Miami, and that's the goal.
Man, I feel like there's a lesson that can be learned there for the Husker players and the Husker coaches right now. You know, coming together as a team week by week, taking on Ohio State, taking on Michigan, taking on these teams. Very similar situation until we get to that level ourselves. Yeah. All right, now talk to me about Derrick Henry. Is he bigger than all the defensive linemen on your team? Because I'm looking at him on the TV screen. I'm like, dude, this dude looks like a D lineman when he's running. Talk to me about Derrick Henry.
Oh, man. I mean, that nothing can be said about this guy. Man, he's a big one. He comes in here, by far one of the hardest-working guys here. He comes in early, stays late. Lifts after practice every day. I mean, tough things for his body, I mean, to maintain it. Guys, 6'3", 240, runs faster than me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
In January, you know, so, and he knows it, and he's running hard, and those guys are working for him, and it shows. I mean, that's all I know. I mean, I don't call the plays on another play, but I know the market is on it.
Now, talk to me as you guys get ready for this rematch with the Chiefs, all right, in the AFC Championship game. And obviously, I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction whether you're going to win or lose. But as you get ready for this game, this big game, what are you thinking about? And what can fans who are rooting for the Titans or yourself as an individual, what can they expect to see on Sunday when they watch the AFC Championship game?
I feel like, you know, you're going to get two teams that want to play the Super Bowl, and two teams that can go out there and give their all, know what's on the line. Two well-prepared teams, you know, like, can't say enough about Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek and the offense and the defense and all those things. You have to give those guys credit. They've done tremendously well throughout the season, and you have a outstanding team and go out there. I'm going to be well prepared, and we're going to give it the best that we can, and we're going to go out there and try to win.
Now, a few Nebraska questions. So talk to me. So I read a few things about you just to, you know, be prepared for the interview. Man, I found out you had six different position coaches at Nebraska. That's more than one a year. That's crazy. So talk to me about that. And talk to me.
All right, so,
well, talk to me about Nebraska right now as well. It's a two-part question. Also, Nebraska kind of being looked at as being down and out. And you guys were looked at as down and out. And you've kind of addressed it already in some of your answers. But what Husker fans and what Husker Nation can take from that, from your guys' success. And also talk to me about having 84,922 different position coaches, because that was crazy when I saw that.
Yes, okay, so I got there with Bo, and I was recruited by Coach Joseph. He ended up going to Texas A&M, and then I was there with a guy named Coach Warren, and he was there for a semester. So, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, I met two different guys within 1 year, and then they're both gone, going into my junior year. Next year, I have another group of coaches, and then I remember we had another coach, actually from Corner of Safety, I had Bob Elliott, he passed away, and then more coaches. So, in total, I had six different position coaches, three different defensive coordinators, and two different head coaches all within 4 years.
That's crazy.
But 3.5 months, you know. So, I put my head down. I try to work as hard as I could. I mean, I feel like I also slacked in some areas, too. And it was, I mean, I got away with it, I guess, as a young guy. And I let myself do it. I didn't work as hard as I could. And I kind of feel like that sometimes, like I let the people down. But, I mean, as a younger guy and a different mentality, it's hard sometimes when all these things are happening to not get in the funk. And if you're not strong-minded, it's hard to get out of it. And you know those guys in Nebraska, man, they work hard. They work hard. I know they work hard. And those coaches don't allow them not to work hard. And every day they're going out there and giving their all. And it's good to see it. Every game this year, I bet on them. I don't care if it's a win or loss. I bet on them with all my teammates. Anybody won't take bets, I bet. So if I can do it, I know anybody can see a roof for them in Nebraska.
All right, man, I appreciate it. Good luck this Sunday. Good luck going forward. And until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember,
throw the balls, baby, throw the balls.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.